Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. This is one of my most important videos when it comes to developing your critical thinking skills. I call that reading between the lies. And in this video, which I actually aired in the very early days following the Charlie Kirk incident, I attempted to explain to people how and why I collect clues so that I don't just fall for the mainstream merry-go-round narrative. It was the beginning of a much longer video that I will link for you at the end of this one, where I go into some of the details. Keep in mind that that was several weeks ago, and much more information has come to light. There have been more deep dives. I've done several videos, which you can find in my Charlie Kirk playlist. So whether or not you want more Charlie Kirk coverage, or you are sick of it, sort of like I am, you still will benefit from watching this video. Even I watched it a second time because the strategies and the reasoning for what I do is so very powerful. So let's dive in, and I'll share with you how and why I collect clues to expose these psyops and how it helps me read between the lies so that I don't get duped, hoodwinked, and bamboozled because I can't stand being lied to. There is a point in this video where I talk about the assassination. I don't believe that there was any killing because there was no bullet, there was no blood trail, there was no body that was buried. There was no medical report. I was just making a comment that the media is rushing to say that this was an assassination before the kangaroo court has even been in court. So I just wanted to set the record straight on that as well. So I do want to give everyone a warning right off the bat. This video, this channel is all about critical thinking. And if you are not a person that wants to ask questions or dig deeper, if you don't want to look for clues and then draw evidence in order to draw a conclusion, then this video is not for you. I would say just go to Instagram or TikTok and, you know, look for a quick hit or something, because this is a deep dive. And so we spend a long time together going through these things, and that's what it takes in order to dig deeper and learn more. So this channel, The Healthy American, is for those of you that want to read between the lies of any incident that we're shown on TV. This is for people who are willing to question what they've been shown on the mainstream media and even the alternate media and social media. We can't just take everything at face value because the person in the story is a conservative or a Catholic or a Christian or whatever. We have to apply the same critical thinking skills. I would say even more so to a situation that you might just brush off because you're thinking, well, there never would be anything nefarious going on here. So this channel is for people who don't just believe things because the news showed them a story. This channel and this video is for people who want to gather clues. Now, think about what clues are. They might seem inconsequential to certain people. You might find clues that include numbers and symbols and locations and names and spellings and dates and background and all of those things. And it's easy to dismiss and say, that doesn't mean anything. Well, why are you even focusing on that? That's because it's called a clue, and you gather the clues initially and you don't dismiss them right out of hand. You look to see if there's a pattern or if that ties into something else. So if you truly were a detective or an investigator and you came upon a scene and you found something there, you pick it up and you take it as evidence, and it is recorded and it is in a safe place just in case it does make sense down the line. So this is not a place for people who are going to dismiss the clues that I'm going to bring up. It's strange that I even need to explain that, but I had people that stumbled across my channel and did not know that I have been on the front lines helping you defend truth and freedom and your rights for the last several years. And that's what I'm doing today. It's all about critical thinking, whether it's about the cooties hogwash, whether it's about the chemtrails, whether it's about the kill shots, or whether it's about this incident. I've taken plenty of pushback, plenty of hate. I've had plenty of trolls, plenty of naysayers when I expose things about the Catholic Church. about, oh, and I'm going to be talking about Mormons. So if you don't want to hear about that, I wouldn't keep watching the video. I got a lot of flack when I exposed the hypocrisy of Bob Kennedy, and many people turned on me and they got angry at me because they didn't want to get angry at him. Over time, they came around and they said, you were exactly right. I couldn't see it because I was blinded by my emotions. And that's why I didn't even want to do coverage on this story on the very first day, because I knew that when people are experiencing devastation and trauma, although the witnesses didn't appear to experience devastation and trauma, and some would say the wife hadn't either, but that's what I'm getting to in just a moment. The point is, when people are experiencing intense emotions, especially when it didn't happen to them, when it happened to someone else, and they can't do anything about it, they feel hopeless, they feel helpless, they feel overwhelmed, that's the perfect time to bring in all the orchestrated events that no one is going to catch. And I'm not speaking specifically about the Charlie Kirk incident. I will in a moment, but I'm talking about anything that you're shown. So I always like there to be a little bit of time so that you can go back and look at the information and then determine whether or not what you're seeing makes sense. Some of you are noticing that about 9/11, about Shady Nook, about any number of these nightclub incidents that you go back and you're like, you know what? This doesn't really add up when I look at it without an emotional view, when I'm looking at it with my rational mind. So that's the point of this video today, is to talk about really why it's important to be a critical thinker. So clues are things that we gather, and regardless of how inconsequential they may seem at the time, then we analyze, we evaluate, we observe what's coming out, we notice things, we play videos without the sound, and then we listen to the video without playing. We listen to the audio without playing the video to see if we catch anything. We try to verify what we've been shown. We try to match it up with reality. We use our own God-given discernment to see if it passes the sniff test or the smell test or kind of a gut check. And for many people, they have that gift. It's something, I don't know if it's a gift. Some people think it's a curse sometimes that they can see things so clearly and quickly, where it takes other people who are more trusting, dare I say, more gullible or naive. That may be, or they just don't really want to bother. It takes them much longer to see what most of us can see right off the bat. But it's important to verify and then draw conclusions based on evidence, based on facts, based on reality, not based on emotion, and not based on a person and what they purportedly stood for. So people who are able to set their emotions aside and look at things rationally and soberly, that's who this broadcast is for. That's what this channel is for. And my Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. Now, stick with me because I am going to touch on a few of these things that are popping up, but I am going to be doing some deep dives over the coming days. And I'm going to share with you the titles of the videos that I've intended to do. So I want to connect with people and share information or help people who realize that there are bad actors out there that are willing to do whatever it takes for power, for ego, for money, for fame, for control, for superiority, for future gains. Maybe their family ties. Maybe they truly believe in promoting a new world disorder, as I call it. And I've covered that in my previous video called Why Would They Do That? So let's not forget that there are those who willingly serve evil. I'm speaking in a general tone right now for any of these events that you want to analyze. I'll get to some details in a moment. Keep in mind, there are people that may say they worship God. And then you have to ask, what God do they worship? Right? You see, they've got all sorts of tattoos and symbols and things. And you're thinking, wow, that doesn't really add up there. We even have people who pray in public. And you have to ask yourself, who are they praying to? Well, the answer is in their fruit. The fruit bears the evidence. And that's why we need to look at the fruit of their actions. We need to look at the evidence and see if it all lines up. So those that serve evil, I call public serpents, because they are serpents. And the original deceiver was a serpent. And friends, that story is playing out till this very day. Deception is one of the most powerful tools of the energy, of the enemy. And of course, they use negative our energy to feed on that when we're worried and concerned and negative and all of that. So confusion is another tool of the enemy. Chaos is what the enemy spins in order to create order and impose an order that people normally might not want. So Do people really want to live? By and large, do people want to live in a tiny home that looks like a prison cell? Well, they glorify it on YouTube with all the tiny home videos. And you know what? I'm kind of hooked on those. I like design and I like decor and I like architecture and all of that. I'm going to speak about architecture in a moment. Funny I mentioned that. It's on the top of my mind. But I personally, for myself, wouldn't choose to live in a tiny home because it kind of reminds me of a prison. Now, some people choose that and good for you. But the point is, more and more people after these disasters are being forced to live in these tiny trailer homes. That's the order out of chaos. And there are many more examples of that that I know you are aware of. So again, the enemy has several tools, which include deception, meaning it appears real and good and authentic and truthful and trustworthy. That's the nature of deception. If it was blatant, it wouldn't be deception. Everybody would see it. I wouldn't have to do a channel to help you read between the lies. You would already, and many of you already do, just know that there are liars out there, cheaters, deceivers. You might even know some. So confusion is another huge tool of the enemy. All the conflicting reports and data and things that just don't add up. And then more and more is pushed out there. So if there's an overwhelming avalanche of information that you can barely sort through. That's why I was coming late onto the broadcast tonight because I've been spending every waking hour and reducing my sleeping hours to research and analyze and pull together information in ideally a coherent manner that is not emotional, that is not too snarky, because I would like people to see this video. And I know I do have friends and even followers that are fans of Charlie Kirk and Turning Point and Trump and all the other cast of characters that go to all those summits and events and all those things. And so I actually want them to be able to think critically about these incidents so that they are not carried off and swept off by the confusion, the chaos, the trauma, the emotions, the deception, and of course the division. Because then we're at each other's throats. Oh, that's probably a very poor analogy to use. I'm going to be talking about that in a moment as well. But we're at each other's throats instead of turning on the evildoers. They've got the right against the left. And unfortunately, that's a lot of what Charlie did. Now, on this channel, I don't really foment that very much. I mean, I look at things ideally, sober-mindedly. I do have a lot of snark, but I have pointed things out about Trump. I point things out about Bob Kennedy. I point things out about the Pope, about Netanyahu, and I've taken a lot of flack for all of that. I'm not after anyone. I'm after the truth. And the truth does not have a political ideology, friends. They want you to believe it does. And that's why this is so very dangerous and divisive. The left against the right. And that is what Charlie did. Now, I will talk about him in a moment. Again, I wanted this to be a little bit more of a general introduction explaining why I'm questioning the incident and why you need to as well. We need to be critical thinkers. We need to notice, observe, identify, analyze, and evaluate the clues, whether or not we use them later. And again, these clues are sometimes discovered when we are digging, and sometimes they're presented to us. And we have to discount some of those clues that are taking us off on another wild goose chase. And in an upcoming broadcast, not tonight, I'm going to debunk some of those things that are not adding up to me that look like it's a whole another wild goose chase. And let me know in a comment below some that you have heard, and I will address that in an upcoming video. But we need to remember that many of these clues that are presented to us are red herrings, even some of the video footage of any event that you can think of. And they're designed to throw us off track. They're planted there on purpose so that we can be distracted from the truth. So it's of paramount importance that we look at everything with a calm, rational, and neutral view. So you take a break from things. You don't get swept up. If your heart starts pounding and you start getting caught up in the story, take a break. Their spell is working on you, friends. So that's why today I am endeavoring not to be too snarky or emotional and a little bit more level-headed and grounded because I really want this message to get through. So when you are discovering, weighing, evaluating, analyzing these clues, it takes time. That's why these short TikTok videos and Instagram memes and all of that, they don't have that much value if you just get something taken out of context. My videos run quite a long time because I want to dig in. I love one of my subscribers said, I've got my scuba gear on, Peggy. I'm ready for the deep dive. So I just need to say, don't discard the clues right off the bat without analyzing and evaluating them. That's all I ask. In my very first video, I showed images, a pattern of images that people wanted to dismiss right off the bat. Well, an isolated incident is just that. It's isolated. It's a one-off. It's like, oh, that was kind of odd or interesting or maybe an anomaly, right? Something that's not expected. But when you see it again and again and again, and you can tie it to the meaning of these symbols and gestures, it has meaning. Whether or not that individual meant it that way, it's a fact that these signals and symbols and numbers do have meaning for certain bad guys. That's a fact. I can't get into the mind of what someone's thinking, but I can draw conclusions based on clues that I gather, and then I discard the ones over time that don't match up, and then we come up with evidence. And evidence is used to prove a case. Now, let me also say, I don't have to prove anything, and you don't have to prove anything. We're not the ones putting forth the premise in the media. The media is. If the media says this happened, they have to prove it. I don't have to disprove anything. I mean, that's the whole nature of you put forth your presupposition and then you have to prove it. Now, in order to refute what the media is showing, I will come up with my suppositions, my theories, and then I will bring you evidence that supports that. So that's how it works, friends. So if you're unable or unwilling to do those things, to think, to be open-minded, to look at all of the clues, the evidence, to analyze, to take the time, to set aside your emotions, this video, this channel, and my Substacks are not for you. So I would spend your time doing something else, because that's what we do here at The Healthy American. So in other words, if you're about to dismiss what I'm going to share with you, because I see these comments, and you're going to dismiss it without taking the time to actually consider the possibility that some of these anomalies that I'm going to mention in just a moment, that they are important. And if you only have comeback lines like, you're ridiculous, you don't know what you're talking about. Oh, not everything's a conspiracy. Don't you love that one? You think everything's a conspiracy. Well, to that I would say, yes, I do. Prove me wrong, right? To use the phrase that Charlie used. You're too cynical. I'd rather be cynical than gullible. You're reading too much into this. Oh, so I shouldn't ask questions? Just accept what I'm shown. So this is definitely not the place for you. Save your time of typing that in a comment because it's not useful. Now, if you can't get past the question, why would they do this? I've already answered it for you. And I have a video in my Charlie Kirk Substack. And I want to restate that you or I, we do not have to prove that something wasn't done. We don't have to prove that something didn't happen. That's not on us. You can't prove a negative. We don't have to prove why they did it or why they didn't do it or who did it. We don't have to prove it. But we do have to notice, assess, evaluate what we're being shown and told and determine if it passes the smell test. Otherwise, we remain gripped by our emotions. We're gullible. And the worst of all, easily controllable. And that's the end game, friends, for all of these orchestrated events. You don't want to be manipulated, do you? I think that is the driving force behind what I do. I cannot stand being lied to. I can't stand being cheated or deceived. I call it being bamboozled, hoodwinked, snookered, and duped. I hate that. I mean, let me know in a comment below. I think a lot of us share that. It's like, I just don't want to be lied to. I don't want to be manipulated. I don't want to be manipulated by my emotions. That's why when I come on this broadcast, I'm not playing spooky music and I'm not doing some kind of spinning image behind me and all that. I don't do any of that. I mean, it's just me and my computer. I don't even have a camera, a separate camera. I don't have any producers. I don't have anybody preparing information for me. It is me. I do have Olivia helping me answer questions and so forth, your concerns that come in, but this is just me. And I can't stand being manipulated. I can see right off the bat, and some of you are sending me videos of, I guess, people that were kind of aligned in certain groups. And in the first few minutes, my discernment goes up and I can tell whether or not that's a person to be trusted. And I can tell by their background, by the titles. Now, maybe somebody did that and they didn't really know what was going on, but I would say that they know. And then their language, kind of a mesmerizing language, like a hypnotic induction. It drives people bonkers. And I can see that in novels. I can see it on TV. I can see it in podcasts and all that stuff. And it really drives me bonkers. So my entire Healthy American channel, my Substack, all of my teaching are focused on helping you read between the lies. I would say that's the common thread in everything. I talk about the rabies, you know, I don't even know what to call it, their chaos that they do on us. I talk about rabies. I could talk about the chemtrails. I talk about so many things, what's going on at the dentist. It all has the same thread, reading between the lies. So you are not duped, bamboozled, hoodwinked, and snookered. I think that's a worthy calling because I can't stand it. And I love to come on this channel when others of you are experiencing the same thing and we can support, validate, and affirm what we're going through because so many people around us don't see it. So I've been speaking out about it for years. The COVID, the cooties hogwash, as I call it, the kill shots, the chemtrails, and so much more. So I don't want to live with my head in the sand while the bad guys are plotting to kill, steal, and destroy. Do you? Or worse yet, I don't want to assist the bad guys by giving in, giving up, and giving over my rights and freedoms in the aftermath of these manufactured events, orchestrated for the specific purpose of creating fear, confusion, division, and chaos. So you, not you smart ones, so all the other yous, eagerly and willingly go along with their evil plan of infringing on your rights. Just look back in 2020. People fell for it, hook, line, and sinker, eagerly, giddily, excitedly. Very few stood up. It took many years for people to understand that. They'll understand in time as well. Think about these recent events. Second Amendment, anyone? Taking away your right to think freely and speak freely because your speech comes from your thoughts. And your writing on social media or like here on YouTube, it comes from your thoughts. So squelching that is taking away your literal ability to think and believe what you want to. That's going to happen in the aftermath of this. I promise you, it's already happening with laws and legislature and statutes and all that stuff. So how about treating you like a criminal? Think back to September 11th, 2001. Treating you like a criminal because you just want to get on an airplane. What's next? They're going to arrest you in a parking lot because you might be a carjacker just because you're at a parking lot. Well, just because I'm at the airport doesn't mean I'm a criminal either. All of that is illegal, unlawful, unconstitutional. And I know we barely have a constitution or laws or protections anymore. So what's going to be next? Society is going to be put under tyranny at the college campuses now. They're going to have razor wire and full body pat downs. Are they going to hire TSA agents? Oh, wait till I tell you what I found about Utah. This is kind of a long video, friends. But I'm not willing to give up my freedom in the name of safety. And that's why I do this broadcast. That's why I do this channel. That's why I do what I do. I can't stand to see you being manipulated. Maybe not you smart ones, but people are deceived. I see it day in and day out. So remember, it's not up to you to figure out what happened, but it is up to you to look at what's where you're being shown, discard and reject the narratives and the propaganda that defy rational explanation, that are just too coincidental to pass the sniff test. And that don't match up with reality. So right now, the media, law enforcement, and politicians are putting forth their supposition of the Charlie Kirk incident. So it's up to them to prove conclusively what they are saying and showing us is true. And I'm going to smile there because I don't think that's possible. So if this case were to be held in like a fair court of law, the opposing side would be questioning the evidence, the witnesses, the timelines, the motivations, and more to see if there are any holes in the story. And that's exactly what I do at The Healthy American. And I've uncovered plenty of holes in plenty of stories. So I don't take things, and let me know in a comment below if you're the same. I don't take things at face value without digging deeper. I just don't. My default is if I see it on the news, I don't believe it until I do my deep digging. I wasn't there. And even if I was there, have you ever seen, like at the Beijing Olympics, they had all these characters that were somehow projected and it looked like it was real. I'm going to do a video for you all about holograms and how something can look like it's so real in front of you. So I don't, even if you're there, you can't know that it actually happened or that people were acting or put in place to do that. I certainly don't believe something is true just because I see it on TV. And I don't forget that AI, as I say, can make things look real. And I don't care if the person at the heart of any story is Republican, Democrat, Christian, Jewish, atheist, or anything in between. I apply the same scrutiny in my assessment. Otherwise, it's worthless. So you're going to be bamboozled, duped, and hoodwinked if you don't do the same. So finally, I don't believe, well, I got much more coming, but in terms of the statement of why I'm looking into this and why you need to do as well, I don't believe in a knight in shining armor coming to save our country. It's up to each one of us individually to make choices that align with our values, with our principles, with our freedom. I didn't need a national organization to tell me that it was okay to go into a grocery store breathing oxygen. Like, I knew it was okay and I did it and I faced the consequences. So no, there's no one there coming on a white horse, your knight in shining armor. Set that aside, friends. That's exactly what the media wants, for you to believe that someone else is going to take care of it for you so you don't have to. That's the manipulation. I can't stand it. So you have to make choices aligned that are going to support your living in truth, in reality, in freedom, in liberty. You don't give it away and outsource it to someone else. So if you are a person willing to notice, assess, evaluate, and conclude without dismissing what I'm about to show you, and take the time to consider whether or not the wool's being pulled over your eyes by the media and politicians and law enforcement, then you're in the right place. The rest of you can go on and see another video. So let me start by saying we're all clear, right? We're all good. You guys are good. I'll take a look at your comments in a little bit, but let's now specifically talk a little bit about Charlie Kirk. Now I am going to do a deep dive. In fact, I have a whole list of videos for you. Let me just read those off to you so you'll know what is coming up in future days. So I am going to do a deep dive onto Erica Kirk and the oddities and the anomalies and the curious coincidences. And I do want to be sensitive because people are going to misconstrue that as though I am attacking a grieving widow. And I am aware that that's how it's going to come off to certain people, which is why I hope they're going to watch this video first, where you need to look at these clues, because there are a lot of strange things that don't add up. I will touch on just a couple of them in this video, but I will have a deep dive for you. It's going to knock your socks off. I'm going to talk about the Tyler Robinson anomalies, the alleged shooter. Now, I'm not going to use the word assassin or assassination. Why? Because that's saying someone is guilty before they have had their justice. Justice as we know it doesn't really exist in this country any longer. But I reject the notion of calling this an assassination, which is a killing motivated by political for, you know, gains or means. And I don't know that yet. Now, you could draw some conclusions based on what you saw, based on what you saw in the media. But we don't know whether or not this guy had a grudge against Charlie because maybe Charlie owed him money, or maybe Charlie dated one of his old girlfriends. I mean, all those things could be. It's not likely, but it is possible. But it's not right for the media to call this an assassination until all of the evidence has been presented and evaluated and presented in a court of law and either accepted or rejected. That's what I'm fighting for as well. Holding onto a shred of any kind of justice system, which I know is a joke. I've been through it myself personally. So I know you can understand that. So I'm going to talk about all of that, those anomalies. I'll touch on a tiny, tiny bit of it for you this evening, but I'll have a deep dive later. I'm going to have a deep dive. I'm compiling the smiling, smirking witnesses. Yes, it's quite astonishing that people were so devastated and traumatized and they shook it off within moments. And I also want to know, how did the media find these witnesses? Did they go and seek them out, or did somebody call the media? And I'm going to do a deep dive on that, including, I might do that for you. I'm not going to be able to do it tonight. I've got so much, but I'll do it for you in an upcoming video. The deaf student witnesses, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'll do that one for you as well. I'm going to share with you the strange connection between the Ukrainian stabbing and the Charlie Kirk shooting and things that just kind of are interesting coincidences. I've got a whole deep dive on things that just don't add up about this event. And I'm going to talk also about the Freemasonry and the occult signs and symbols, whether it's just a coincidence or whether it could be construed as evidence. We're going to talk about the holograms. We're going to look at the CIA connections to the Charlie Kirk event. And I'm going to do a deep dive on Turning Point. All of those are going to be separate videos. Keep watching my Charlie Kirk playlist to see when those are going to be uploaded. So I can't cover every single aspect in every single video I make. So I'm focusing on different aspects in different videos. What we're going to talk about here is just a very, 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 very brief overview of, because I actually want to speak to people who are aligned with Charlie Kirk or who believe what I'm doing is insensitive and callous and off the mark. And I don't know what I'm talking about and how dare I and all of that. So let's just shift gears a little bit. And this message is kind of intended for those because I do have a number of people that I know that watch Turning Point. And so I have watched a number of Charlie Kirk's appearances, a couple over the years, not so much, but in the last several days, I've really dedicated to my time to looking at that. So I would know more about this person and all of that. So, you know, for the most part, not always, but for the most part, he does come across as calm, confident, cordial, and questioning. He's got these prove me wrong events with his group called Turning Point USA. I'm going to talk about that in a moment, which is, you know, multi-million dollar nonprofit that he started when he was 17. Interestingly, his wife started a nonprofit when she was 17. I just think that's really neat. So anyhow, Charlie Kirk does these prove me wrong events and he takes questions from audience members and the event attendees. And I think it's actually quite compelling. And I don't know if, again, if some of those are planted questions or people were told to ask these things. For the most part, it does look sincere. These college students, you know, kind of spewing their college stuff, what they learn. So the videos usually show that Charlie is cordial. He normally waits for the debater to finish their statement, and he hardly ever interrupts. Sometimes he does, but not that much. And he often will set the microphone down while the debater is speaking, and then he follows up with very targeted questions that often stump the questioner. And so I think a lot of the questions he's posed, especially about abortion and immigration, it's really, they're quite compelling. And I thought some of them were actually very engaging. The conversations do get heated, and Charlie has taken some flack for his interviews on, you know, as I say, all the hot button topics like abortion, gender issues, immigration, you know, all the things that they talk about on college campuses. And as I say, there are a number of people that I know personally who followed Charlie. They liked the work he did and they saw him as a diehard Trump supporter, which he was. And thus he was beyond reproach. What he did couldn't be criticized. Looking at this event now is considered distasteful and insensitive by certain people. Questioning what happened with Trump's assassination attempts was also considered in bad taste by many people. There were others that could see clearly what was going on. But I would say probably most people don't know that much about Charlie other than what they saw in those videos, you know, and his speaking events. So I think Charlie fans in particular would benefit from the deep dives that I'm going to do because that way they're not just going to accept the narrative being presented in the media and then go along with the aftermath of these inflicted solutions that are going to be imposed on us, so especially for people that consider themselves conservative. I think they're the ones that really need to be doing the deep dives. And that's what I'm going to do in my effort to try to help people. I don't know if I think some people can't be helped, actually. I don't know. So as I say, I've got an entire Charlie Kirk playlist. I've got stuff on my Substack, and I want people to just read between the lines when it comes to the Charlie Kirk incident and any other event that's sensationalized in the mainstream media. So again, people are reading what they saw on the news And there are a lot of comments online that show that people are absolutely devastated. I don't know if these are bot comments. I don't know if they're bot, meaning bought and paid for, or AI, or just bots on the internet that are making these. I think a number of them are sincere. People are devastated. They're saying, losing this young man who we are told was a father. We are told he was a husband and that he was such a powerful influencer on college campuses. Really reaching young students and sort of firing them up and igniting this new movement for conservatism. And I just have to say something here. If you were a skeptical person, and if you were cynical, and if you wanted to consider that this was some kind of operation, it's like, how perfect to have a young, congenial, pretty well-spoken, kind of, he's very tall, very imposing, always, normally wearing a suit and dark clothing. That's going to be important in just a moment. You have someone like that in the media, rising to fame at the age of 17 on Fox News and everything. The young people could kind of relate to that because they were around his age. Now, like kind of aged out at 31, we're told. But think about it. People that heard Charlie share his faith. And I don't know what's in the hearts and minds. I don't know what's in people's souls. It's just between them and God. I can look at some of the fruits because he did have some dealings with Scientologists and Freemasons and all that. But let's just say that a person, even an authentic person, who has ignited this new conservative movement so that people really are in favor of the things that I think a lot of us are, like get the government out of our business and, keep our constitutional rights, our God-given rights, I should say, because the rights don't come from the Constitution. And then to have such an incident like this happen and people so devastated, and then the aftermath to come out with these new laws that people never would have gone for in the first place. It's like a perfect scheme. So some people would say that, but let me tell you that I first heard of Turning Point back in the early COVID. Oh, can I say that? What I meant to say was cooties days. I'm getting a little more bold on my channel here in the cooties hogwash days. And I was attending these events and I was speaking at events and I saw flyers being passed out about Turning Point. I had never really heard of it before. I even met one person who said, oh, I'm going to go for a job to organize at college campuses. So there were people who were paid to go to the college campuses. It was not really a grassroots organization. They were paid as a job to go to these places, to go to the different schools and start up these Turning Point USA chapters for the purpose of getting the students, hooked on conservatism. And what's interesting on my other deep dive, I'm going to show you that a lot of the posts from Turning Point only got like, I don't know, a couple hundred likes. It wasn't like it was, outrageous number of views and likes and all of that. It was almost like they were trying to drum up the popularity of these events. And some of the footage that I saw had very few people there. I mean, Charlie, in some cases, was just sitting at a table, kind of waiting for people to come by, and one or two people would say, what are you doing? And then, there were others where maybe there were a couple dozen or something, nowhere near what we saw in Utah. In fact, if you can do the research, help me with the research. I could not find any reports of how many people had attended Charlie's events in 2024, the actual campus events. I'm not talking about the ones where he was with all of the other usual suspects in the cast of characters that are doing these summits and conferences where people pay to go. I'm talking about these prove me wrong campus events. I could not find any data on how many people attended. We were told that this one, there were 3,000. There's a clue. Jot it down. That number three is going to pop up again. Don't discard it because it's a clue and it might make sense down the road. Would Columbo discard that? I ask you. All right. So anyway, of course, at these events, at least during the cooties hogwash days, there were a lot of people trying to connect with other truthers. So I guess it made sense that people were passing out information about Turning Point. And that's kind of all I really knew about it. So it wasn't until September 10th at Charlie's Utah event that I started to do my deep digging because I wanted to make sure that I wasn't being bamboozled, duped, hoodwinked, and snookered by the same media that brought us the COVID hogwash, the kill shots, the chemtrails, and everything else that hopefully you didn't fall for. So we can trust what we see on TV, right? It's stunning how many people do. As I say, I've got another video coming. I've got several videos coming up for you, but let me just touch on a couple of things because we're going to be looking at Charlie's background. Okay, that'll be a deep dive. We're going to look at the apparent lack of any family members. Like there's no siblings, there's no parents, there's no aunts, there's no uncles, there's no nieces and nephews, there's nobody but Charlie, basically. Now, there is a strange fib on Wikipedia. Well, we're told that Charlie had parents and apparently they passed away and he was raised in Chicago. There's another clue, jot it down. What do you know about Chicago? Well, the hotbed of communism, of wanting to take away the rights in this country. A lot of bad things come out of Chicago. A lot of good things come out of Chicago. I have dear friends that are from Chicago, but you have to say, look at the characters that come out of Chicago. It could mean nothing, but it is a clue. Jot it down. Let's keep it. We can discard it later. There's a fib on Wikipedia that said Charlie's dad was an architect whose firm. Now, I actually cut this. I did a screen grab because when I went back to Wikipedia today, it had already been scrubbed. And in all of my open tabs and oh my gosh, I have so much on my desktop. I will share that screen grab with you in an upcoming video where it says Charlie's father was an architect whose firm, Charlie's dad's firm, built Trump Towers. Well, in the upcoming video, I'm going to show you why that's not true. He had nothing to do with Trump Towers. It was a completely different architectural firm, had nothing to do with Chicago. And a very well-known architect was the head of that. And no, Charlie's dad, as far as I could tell, wasn't a part of it. It's also interesting that on that Wikipedia page, we find out that Charlie's full name. Here's another clue. Are you ready? Charlie James Kirk. Anybody catch on that clue? Now, this was actually even before my time, but there was a real popular, I think there's still all sorts of reruns and the actor himself still pops up again and again. And it was called Star Trek. And Star Trek, the main character was Captain James Kirk. Just a quinky dink. I don't know if that means anything or not, but it's a fact. And it's a fact that Charlie's name is Charles James Kirk. And Charlie's such a friendly name. We can trust Charlie. It's such like a friendly, easygoing name. So anyhow, some people are saying it's kind of given the Captain Kirk vibes from Star Trek. May mean nothing, just mentioning it. I'm also going to touch upon Charlie's astonishing rise to prominence at the age of 17, being on Fox News, and he started his nonprofit, which now, as I say, brings in tens of millions of dollars every year. And there's some interesting, I'm going to do a deep dive showing you some kind of questionable dealings of this money and where it goes to some other companies that aren't disclosing. And it gets a little murky there, friends. I'm going to share that with you. I'm going to share in an upcoming video, Charlie's relatively under the radar marriage to Erica. Keep in mind, these are people, Erica included, it's kind of, speaking of names, see how that's spelled? It's a clue. You can discard it if you want. Erica, R-I-K-K-I-R, Kirk, K-I-R, Erica Kirk. That's cute. I like it. I'm not saying that's not her name. Remember that movie called The Wedding Singer and Julia was going to marry her fiance. His last name was Guglia. She was going to be Julia Guglia. Everybody thought that was funny. Anyway, think about this. Erica's got like a booming Instagram page, which I'm going to share with you in a deep dive all about some anomalies and oddities, questions I would like to have answered. And again, Charlie all over the internet since he was 17 years old on the news. Now they say they wanted their wedding to be private. That's fine. A lot of people have private weddings, but there's a couple of anomalies here. So there were no attendees, very few attendees at the wedding. It was performed, my understanding, by Rob McCoy of Godspeak Church, and make of that what you will. And the pictures that I saw that I'll share with you in an upcoming video show them standing in front of a brick wall. And that's a clue. You should jot it down because it may mean nothing, but it is a clue. Columbo would not discard it until he evaluated it, see if it popped up again and again, like maybe in Charlie's podcasting studio where Erica did her talk 2 days after the incident and she was standing in front of a brick wall as well. Those are clues because bricks are a symbolism of the Freemasons. And that's another clue that you need to jot down because it's going to pop up again and again, especially when we talk about the state of Utah. I'll just give you the punchline. It was basically settled by Freemasons, and I've got evidence for that. And I'll do a deep dive on that as well. This is just a very, very surface overview to let you know what's coming. So Rob McCoy performed this service, and we were told, Erica even said on her Instagram page, that there were no groomsmen or bridesmaids. Nobody really there to witness it. Although Turning Point USA later did foot the bill for a lavish party for them at some highfalutin hotel, because that's a good way to spend nonprofit money that you might have donated to Turning Point. Just saying. Just saying. Now, I would also say that in this day and age of social media, especially on Erica's page where she, on her Instagram page where everything is being shown, but she wouldn't show her wedding. I find that an oddity, an anomaly. It could happen, but I'm going to jot it down as something odd that might have meaning down the road. I'm also going to do a deep dive on Erica's strange behavior kind of before the incident, like on her Instagram page and after the incident, including, as I say, speaking publicly within 48 hours with great composure and dry eyes. And I know some widows who couldn't even speak at their husband's funeral weeks later because they were so devastated. And many said she seemed, it was quite chipper and cheerful. And then she showed footage of herself at the coffin, which many said was really creepy because she had to have somebody filming her. And even if she didn't know that they were filming her, she posted it on her Instagram page showing her rings with the G. That's a clue I'm going to share with you in just a moment. And many people said those hands in the coffin looked like creepy. I had a photo somewhere. I'll do a deep dive for you later, friends, because I've got so many images and links and everything I want to share with you in the deep dive. But yeah, it is strange. Many people have said, yeah, I had an open casket at the funeral. I went up to my loved one. I touched them. I'm sure that happens. Do you record it and put it on Instagram? Especially when you're so private, you wouldn't even have a video of your wedding. It's an anomaly. It's an oddity. So I do have to show you some pictures because Erica has some very strange posts on Instagram. Let me just share these with you. I'm going to share my screen. In my first video that I did, I showed you that image that she had of her baby's hand making the Freemason symbol of 666, which people say is an A-OK sign. Do you have any pictures of you doing that A-OK sign? Like everything's okay. You're like, oh, Peggy, that's just the OK sign. I never use it. And it's actually a very vulgar gesture in many cultures. Like you would never do that in Brazil or anything. It would be like flipping somebody off with your middle finger. So it does create three sixes and it's a clue. You can discard it later, but it is a clue and I wouldn't discard it today. She had a picture of her baby and I showed it in my very first video. And many of you, I thought it was under a piece of glass, like taking a picture you could see, but others said it was on a Xerox machine. So she placed her infant's hand, and I'm not even going to do the symbol, in the 666 OK symbol. With her hand, we're told, and Charlie's hand on top of it, pressed onto a photocopy machine. And she posted that on Instagram. Now, the reason it's important to me is because there are so many pictures of Charlie doing that same gesture. There are pictures of Trump doing it. There's pictures of Russell Brand and all the cast of characters are doing that, all the Hollywood celebrities. And so that's a pattern. And patterns need to be noticed and observed and evaluated to see whether or not there's something there, if there are symbols being flashed. You know, gangs have gang symbols. They flash them to have meanings. So to dismiss that to say, oh, it didn't mean anything, is naive. So once you evaluate it and analyze it and you see there's a pattern here, what are they trying to say? A Healthy American sent me a picture I'm going to share in an upcoming broadcast of Erica in the car. I believe it was leaving the event or maybe going somewhere. I don't even know if she was at the event, flashing that symbol outside of the car window. Like, these are anomalies. These are oddities. These are bizarre coincidences that I'm jotting down as clues. So what I want to do is share my screen, and I've got to show you these bizarre posts on Instagram. Remember, you know them by their fruit. She loves to wear this ring that has the letter G. And there's another ring that looks like Charlie's. This is on her right hand. It looks to be a right hand. I might have messed that up from time to time. So I don't believe that's a wedding ring. And of course, Charlie is always wearing a gold ring that some people believe is a Masonic ring. And his bodyguard is wearing the identical ring. It's kind of weird. Like, you're a married man and you would have the same ring as your bodyguard on your ring finger, your married ring finger. That's kind of another oddity, friends. So here's the G and the flashy golden diamonds. Hey, you love golden diamonds? Go do it. I like jewelry. That's not a problem. And oh, here we've got the G. It's a symbol for Freemasonry. You can dismiss it, or you can keep that as a clue that might be important down the road. So there's a G. There's a G. We're told that her daughter's name is Gigi. And some have said that that also indicates I need to dig a little deeper into that, but it's quite interesting to me. On her Instagram page, she sure has a lot of pictures of shoes. Now, shoes are a calling card. They appear in a lot of orchestrated events. People say they lost their shoes at that incident. I can't remember the state now. It happens in every state. It happened in a bowling alley. The guy said, oh, I didn't have my shoes on. I was running barefoot down the bowling lane. And I pointed that out at how strange. People said, well, I was changing into his bowling shoes. Well, you would have socks on. So mentioning shoes or showing shoes, you know, Tom Hanks has a lot of weird, creepy shoes on his Instagram page. It's just weird to me. The other weird thing is it got cut out of this picture, but she's showing two basketballs very clearly with the label Wilson. Now, I look at everything for clues. Columba would do as well. You look at the logos, you look at the colors, you look at the symbolism. Yes, you might read into things, you know, too deeply. Oh, why are you reading too much into that? Maybe, but I'm not going to discount it right off the bat. Wilson was the name of the ball that Tom Hanks had in the movie Castaway that looked so creepy and eerie, like a bloody handprint, which I'm not going to go into any more detail because I don't talk about exploiting children on this channel. Plenty of other people do. But let's just say, if you wanted to do a deep dive on that, do a deep dive on Tom Hanks, the movie Castaway. I think that's what it was called. I can't even remember if that's the name of it. Wilson and the white soccer ball and the red bloody handprint, and draw your own conclusions. Why is she showing this? She's talking about having a baby and she's standing on a basketball court. Maybe these are supposed to be the two babies. Maybe she had a basketball under her blouse instead of, I don't know. I'm not drawing that conclusion. But here you go. Here's her ring. She's got her Gigi wearing a pair of tennis shoes with the one eye symbolism. Friends, I don't need to tell you, I don't think, that the one eye symbolism is also the all knowing Illuminati. Why would you do that unless you're sending a signal? Now, this is creepy. She's so private that she didn't want to show any videos of her wedding, but she's showing a video of herself collecting vials of blood, a lot of vials of blood. And if you play the video, which I'll link for you in an upcoming, just go to her Instagram page and look at it. Maybe you can find things I didn't. She shows herself compiling these vials of blood and putting them in a plastic bag because it's for her wellness. Oddity? Is that bizarre to anybody but me? Okay, come on. Bizarre. You have to admit, there's much more on Erica that I'm going to do a deep dive, but that I just had to bring to you right off the bat. I'm going to do a deep dive on Charlie's creation of Turning Point. So he did it with the help of this mysterious older man named Bill Montgomery. I could not find very much on him. He's described only as a Tea Party activist. And there he's doing his little 666. This picture caught him kind of in mid gesture. It's a clue. I'm going to keep it. I'm not going to discard it because I'm seeing a pattern. It's reported that Bill died of COVID in 2020 at the age of 80. Well, what do you make of that, friends? May he rest in peace. 80 is a pretty good long life. I did a whole video deep dive several days ago about what really happened when we're told that people succumbed to that mystery disease. I need to stay on this Substack a little bit to show you some more pictures. So Turning Point and Charlie have a very strange connection to Scientology, to Mormons, to Freemasonry, and the CIA. Actually, I need to edit some of this. This is a rough draft because I came across a report that the CIA was holding a recruiting event on September 12th at the very campus at Utah Valley College. Now, it's possible that was a previous year. So when I went to go back to look for that, I couldn't find the exact article again, but I am going to tell you about the CIA and its connection to Orem, Utah. And what comes out of the CIA, everybody? Just maybe drop a comment. Do you believe, let me come off the screen share for a moment. Do you believe that there are such things as CIA assets, meaning individuals who are told to portray themselves as one thing, but they're something else, right? Have you ever seen like a spy movie? Do you believe in spies? Do you believe there are people that are given a cover identity in order to carry out different, initiatives of the CIA? Or do you believe that doesn't happen? Do you think the CIA only collects evidence and there's no such things as secret, clandestine agents? Well, if you go on the website, the CIA website, you'll see you can filter their job openings by the clandestine services, which means it's all undercover. You have a fake identity, a fake name, a fake background, just saying. And the headquarters are in Orem, Utah, for one of these global operations. I'm going to share that with you in just a moment. Yeah, I like to dig. How about you? I don't take things at face value. These are all clues, and I'm adding them up. So I am going to go back and share my screen a little bit. And but the CIA does hold recruiting events on college campuses. They're probably looking for a person who can present themselves well, speak clearly, be persuasive, charismatic, someone who would appeal to whatever project that they're carrying out. It happens, friends. You can go to the CIA website. You can look under recruitment. They go to the college campuses and they went or are going. It said September 12th. That would be creepy if they did it a couple of days after the event. So possibly it was a previous year. I have that screen grab somewhere in my oodles and oodles of screen grabs filling up my desktop right now. So let me share my screen and we're going to take a look here. Again, all of this is going to be a deep dive. Today is cursory. This is like just like the overview. So I did a deep dive on Turning Point's Instagram page and they were promoting this event. So this is a promotional image, meaning they put it there intentionally. Do you see what I see? You see that right here? See that? What is that a symbol for? Yeah, it ain't good. And if you go, there are a couple of pictures with that same image on the Turning Point website. Just saying, just saying. So, I got a couple other pictures to share with you, but I am going to cover in an upcoming video, the actual incident in Utah, including the extraordinarily large crowd when he normally draws far fewer people. The anomaly, remember, an anomaly is something that is out of the ordinary. It's unexpected. It doesn't follow the traditional pattern. It doesn't exactly defy logic, but it's kind of like, huh. So the anomaly of Charlie wearing a bright white t-shirt with the word freedom on it, he favors dark clothing. Most of his appearances, he's wearing a dark t-shirt. And when he goes on stage, he's got pretty much the same blue suit all the time, which we saw in the casket, by the way. And somebody said that unbutton One of the buttons was unbuttoned, might have meant something. I'll have to dig deeper. Let me know what you think about that. These are close friends. I'm gathering them all. So what was also weird, and I'm going to show this to you in another, when I do my deep dive, most of the videos of Charlie are super clear, like crystal clear, because they're done with a video camera, that high definition camera, because they're going to put these, upload these to YouTube or Instagram. And the people that are speaking, it's really clear. But the only footage we have of this event is really grainy. Where's all the cell phone footage of people that were right there? Some of the events that I've seen that they uploaded to their channel, Turning Point and others, they've got people standing around with cell phones recording what's going on because they want to say, hey, I was at this Charlie Kirk event. Where's all the cell phone footage? Some of the smiling, smirking witnesses that they drummed up said there was no cell phone service. All the cell phones got shut off. And then other witnesses said they were texting people. So which is it? There was no cell service, or you were able to text people? There's a lot of weird things that come up with these witnesses. A lot of people talking about their families scattering and strangers taking their children and to a safe place. No, why wouldn't the parent be with the child? And why would they be applauding strangers taking their children away? That's all upcoming, friends, in my compilation of the witnesses. But there were many anomalies happening there. The anomalies of the shot, the puffing of the air. I was among the first people to even talk and explain what a squib device is. And I guess a lot of people saw my video and started, I'm glad that the information is getting out there. So yes, there are all these anomalies and so many more. I'm going to cover those in a separate video. But again, let's talk about the witnesses for a moment. Why were they smiling and smirking? Why did they seem so unaffected by this trauma and tragedy? Why were they not devastated? More importantly, where did they come from? Did they go up to TV cameras? We were told everybody fled the scene. Did they come back to speak to the media? How did the media find them, or how did they find the media? Everybody was running away, we were told. The families were scattered. Why did it look like these smiling, smirking witnesses were trying to recite like memorized points, like a script? Even one guy started saying something, he's like, oh, and kind of backtrack, like when you're trying to remember something in a recital, you know, like if you're playing the piano, you make a wrong note, you kind of start back from where you left off. It's very strange. Why did they insert such obvious talking points, like needing more security and, you know, the free speech issue? It was very strange, almost like they were told to talk about these things and to say, other people are applauding what happened. How would they know that if it was right there on the scene? These things are anomalies, friends. They're clues. They don't add up. How about the very first, reported by AP, Associated Press, the very first witness was called Tyler, are you ready? Mick, get a gun. Tyler, where have I heard that name before? Oh, that's right. The shooter, alleged shooter's name is Tyler. Well, they inserted that name in the story early on. Tyler Mick, get a gun, was one of the first. And he only came on by video, by audio on a phone call. So I guess it was easier for him to read the script since he wasn't in front of a camera. Just calls it like I sees it, friends. We're pretty far into the video. Those who don't care for what I'm talking about have left a long time ago. All right. I'm going to do another video. Lots of videos coming up for you about the strange things about this alleged shooter. Again, also named Tyler. And I wasn't the first to point this out, but I got this from a Substacker, Sage Hannah. I will warn you with quite a quite vulgar language frequently, but I did see this and I thought it was worth sharing. So here's a picture. There's no booking ID. Normally there is in the corner, you know, like the ID. It has the booking ID and the location. That's not there. Maybe in Utah they don't do it that way. There he is. Oh, I mean, whoops. Oh, no, that's the other one. That's the other assassin. And it's also interesting. I have this in another Substack for you. The nose is exactly at the level 66. It's a clue. Take it or leave it. But that's what it is. So, yeah, I thought that was interesting. Again, I didn't. And there's the booking ID. So that booking ID is not attached to Tyler. And we are also told that Tyler was being held privately, not with the other inmates, because of the sensitive information, whatever that I'm sure, whatever. I'm also going to do a video about the fact that this took place in Utah, which has very strong, deep CIA ties. I'm going to talk about the history of the Mormons, which is rooted in Freemasonry. Did you know that? I'm going to share with you the new flag of Utah that came on the scene in 2024. I think I'll share that with you in just a moment. In fact, let me do that right now. So the old flag of Utah looked like it was maybe created by a person. This looks like it was created by a computer. Why is it important that it's a beehive? Well, that's because a beehive has to do with, well, let's take a look here, shall we? Here we have free the Masonic Lodge, number 33, the symbolism of the beehive. It's pretty small text here, but it basically says that the beehive displays Masonic values. And here I got this just off of, I giggled it. In Freemasonry, the beehive is a symbol of industry, unity, and cooperation, representing a harmonious and industrious society where individuals work together for the common good. I'm sure there are people that are willing to portray their roles in order to further the common good or get paid for it anyway. It embodies the virtues of diligence, perseverance, mutual support. The beehive is also an emblem of the Masonic Lodge itself, highlighting the structured and supportive environment where Freemasons develop as individuals and serve society. Now, there's a couple of other interesting things. Again, I'll do a deep dive on this for you, friends, because the Mormons started out as Freemasons, Joseph Smith and his ilk. And of course, they settled in Utah. I have to do a little more info on that. And here's what also is interesting. Remember the Ukrainian neck incident? I told you I was going to be covering that as well. He had a bee. The alleged stabber had a bee tattooed on his neck. Are you getting the neck symbolism? And this, for some reason, looks like a number six, this little gray hair. Peggy, there you go again, making mountains out of molehills. It's called a clue, friends, and I'm going to tuck it away just like Columbo would. It may mean nothing and it may mean something. That is definitely a six right there. One gray hair curled in the number six. And that's a clue. And if you don't know about the numbers, I'll be breaking down all the symbols for you in an upcoming video. This is pretty bold. I would say that's very persuasive that we see the state of Utah was changed from its, oh, what the heck? I'll just show you the old Utah flag. It also had a beehive on it, but not as prominent. Why was it changed in 2004? I would like to know. And let's take a look here, shall we? We'll see what giggle serves up to us. And the other flag looked like a flag. Here it says industry, Utah, and there's a little beehive, 1896. Now there's no name of the state. There is a star. I don't know what the star represents in the state of Utah, but it's kind of interesting that they have it there. Again, just a little clue that I'm going to tuck away for later. So here, I want to talk a little bit about the connections in Orem, Utah, in specific. Did you know many of you would give him the People's Choice Award for the super duper, as one of my Healthy Americans called it, the duper's delight? I'm going to have another video coming up with the Duper's Delight People's Choice, and you get to vote on the winner. And I think a lot of people would vote for Robbie Parker. And if you don't know Robbie Parker, just do an internet search and he'll come up from the shady nook extravaganza that they're still trying to milk all these years later. And guess what? Robbie Parker is from Orem, Utah. Well, there's a lot of CIA people in Orem, Utah, and I'm going to share that with you in just a moment. In fact, Utah has the first, and I quote, intelligence community comprehensive national cybersecurity initiative. I'm going to share that with you. Guess what the code name is, friends? Are you ready? The code name for this initiative is Bumblehive. How do you like them apples? You see, they're mocking you. They're rubbing your noses in it. They are, it's very despicable. And it's like they want us to see it. And they want us to be outraged that we can see it and the others can't. So the state of Utah has a beehive for a flag. The other alleged neck incident, the guy had a bee tattooed on his neck. The country's intelligence thingamajiggy called the Bumblehive. I'm going to share that with you right here. Here it is. I know this is kind of hard to see, but I will do a deep dive for you in an upcoming video. And it basically says, and you can go to Domestic Surveillance Directorate, Defending Our Nation, Securing the Citizens, Utah Data Center. The Utah Data Center, codenamed Bumblehive, is the first intelligence community comprehensive national cybersecurity initiative data center designed to support the intelligence community's efforts to monitor, strengthen, and protect you. Oh, it says the nation. So they want to monitor you, and it's in Utah. And let me share this other very interesting thing. I did another little deep dive here, and this is called CIA Global Intelligence. You can go to that.gov. I'll have links for you in my deep dive. Our office locations, Orem, Utah. Who'd have thought that this event took place in basically the CIA headquarters of Utah, Orem, Utah, the Beehive State, which is tied to the Mormons and the Masons. And the Global Initiative head office. So I'll do a deep dive on that for you, friends. We're going to wrap up here because I also have to do a deep dive on the aftermath of what's going to happen next. Because as you know, there is going to be Charlie Kirk statues. There already is a GoFundMe, probably many. And of course, no connivers are going to come out of the woodwork and try to deceive people into putting up GoFundMe saying that it's going to go to the family. They're multimillionaires after all. Of course they need a GoFundMe. There's going to be vigils and there are going to be new laws taking place. Yes, I think there is one my assistant sent me, Olivia. She said it's the Charlie Kirk bill is being introduced now into our federal Congress. And so there will be lots of new laws, just like after 9/11, taking away your freedom. But this time, instead of people grumbling about it, they're going to applaud it. It's in honor of Charlie, after all. Conservatives are going to go along with it because it's for our peace and safety. It reminds me of a Bible verse. Maybe you know it. First Book of Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 3, in fact. And it's starts like this: for when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them. I think I'll just wrap it up here, friends. We did pretty much a deep dive, a lot longer than I anticipated. I thought this was going to be a relatively short video. So I wanted to touch on some of the things that you probably all are already aware of to let you know that I am aware of it as well. I have pages and pages and pages of notes. I've got multiple windows opened of Substacks that I'm working on and videos that I've been reviewing, and there's so much more to share. Ideally, I would like to stop talking about this after this week, because I don't want to give more of my time and energy and life essence away. But because I am dedicated to exposing the deception, which the book of Ephesians tells us to do, every once in a while, I'll get somebody on the channel saying, Peggy, I can't believe how could someone like you, do these things? It's so, such of an unchristian nature. Well, actually, we're supposed to expose evil. We're supposed to expose deception. And that's exactly what I'm doing. And I want to help people not fall prey. I don't want people to be devastated and afraid, thinking that they're going to be, and of course they trotted that out in the media with the witnesses as well, but they were so afraid that they're going to be hit next. And this other narrative being pushed that somehow you're going to be murdered because of your views, that doesn't happen that often, friends. But they're putting that narrative out there for fear and division. So I don't really want to keep talking about this, but I will until I feel that I've gotten my message out, which is why I'm going to do a deep dive on these things, even if it appears insensitive to some. You can hear I'm almost, speaking of throats, was that insensitive? I'm sort of stressing my voice right now, friends. So I'm going to rest my voice. I will be back with you doing some of these videos. You might have some shorter videos when I'm doing compilations and so forth. And that way you can kind of consume them, digest them, understand them, and share them with others. This is quite a deep dive. And I want to thank everybody for staying so long through the end of this video. If you just hopped on in the middle of the live stream, go back to the beginning, because the beginning part of this video, I think, is some of the most important information that I've ever shared here on this channel. I'm going to have a separate Substack just talking about critical thinking and why it's so important. And I will be referring to this video again and again and again so that people understand why looking for clues and digging deeper and reading between the lies is of utmost importance.